mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Look at this headline. I want to get into this with Joseph Farah from Reuters. As Iraq violence grows, U.S. sends more intel officers. The West just funded al-Qaeda in Iraq, and so, of course, they're not just attacking Syria. They're attacking the Iraqi government. And you go, that doesn't make any sense. It makes total sense. The defense contractors owned by the big banks are making money both ways, folks. It's like you dump out a bunch of al-Qaeda rats in a country, and then you open the door for the zombies to come in, and then you come in selling zombie killer spray, basically. I mean, it's real elementary. Everybody cannot figure this out. Why would criminal elements in the government want to work with al-Qaeda? What are you saying, the inside job? Yes, a criminal inside job. Criminal networks worldwide don't care about any country or freedom. They'll work with any criminal group. We're fighting organized crime, just like in the James Bond movies, like Spectre. That's based on real groups. Ian Fleming gave interviews. He worked for OSS. That's how this stuff really works, folks. So you can't be held hostage by the threat of terrorism because it's only going to be used to take your freedom. Eric in Oregon, thanks for calling. Thanks for holding. You're on the air worldwide.
Yes, hello, Alex. Nice to talk to you. A relatively new listener, first-time caller. I had actually seen you on The America's Book of Secrets on H2. I'm a former credit card banker for Wells Fargo, and I caught you on the episode about the Federal Reserve. And a lot of these things started making sense to me, so I'm starting to wake up to a lot of things. But
all right, well, let me say this. I'm on like two or three Discovery Channel, History Channel shows at any one time. I do the interviews. I don't ever watch it. Are the shows good?
Well, I got to tell you, your perspective on things definitely nailed it way better than anybody else. A lot of their shows on those channels, you know, they have people like Newt Gingrich. People you can't really trust the information. You know, you're listening to the talking heads talk about talking head stuff. But, that's why I, look into you more. And
well, that's another question. I say I haven't watched this stuff. I'm the opposite of a narcissist. I can't stand watching myself. Literally, it's like nails on a chalkboard. Sorry to be honest, folks. But I really should be watching the TV shows I'm on. So let me ask you, A, are they not editing me too bad? And B, why are they letting me on air to tell the truth? That's really weird.
That's throwing me for a loop because you're talking about stuff on these shows that no one else is talking about. And you're on these episodes that have to do with these, topics like the Federal Reserve and, other things, America's Black Budget. I noticed that you're on that episode as well. And you're the only one that's really talking about this stuff, the American prison complex. And, it's just amazing. That's why I picked you up. And your information is way out there, especially financially. Being a former credit card banker for Wells Fargo, you wouldn't believe the stuff that I went through, the stuff that you see in the financial area like that. It's a totally corrupt system, and it's awful. And the fact that you're out there in the mainstream, people like you now, I think that it's really going to start waking people up to, the real financial problem here in America. And you'd be surprised, somebody like you wouldn't be so surprised, but how much Wells Fargo and people like J.P. Morgan Chase, that company have to do with the situation in Ukraine.
It is incredible. They're using the global banking system they have to put pressure on Russia right now, and they're poking the bear. Why do you think they're doing that?
Of course, it's all for their own interests. I mean, they have to cause problems in order to bring their own solutions to it. And, come to find out, you believe the same thing I've known for a long time. Like I said, I'm a rather new listener to your show. But, these things are going on. The financial system, it doesn't have any of our interests at heart at all.
It's also above the law. Speaking of Wells Fargo, they were caught with Wachovia laundering $378 billion over 2 years of money connected to drugs, even running the aircraft. No one got in trouble. But the cops will pull me over and say, got any drugs? I mean, I want to laugh at them. It's ridiculous. Thank you for the call. Great point.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there's a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks. I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking our hands down on the pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
You watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Joseph Farah, who founded the Western Journalism Center, ran some of the biggest newspapers as a national editor before that, is in studio with us in Austin, Texas. I heard that he was going to be in town for filming on an not yet announced project. It's going to be a big national film in theaters. I heard he was going to be here, so I said, oh, my goodness, well, let's try to get him to double down and come into studio with us. Then I said, listen, I want to get into the attacks on free speech like we did Friday, how they're indicting all these Republican congressmen for crooked toenails. I mean, stuff that's 1/1000th of what the Democrats are doing, probably nothing even mildly illegal. I want to get into the funding of Al-Qaeda worldwide by the West. What does he think of that being mainstream news now? With a new headline, as Iraq violence grows, U.S. sends more intelligence officers, because they gave Al-Qaeda-type groups bases in western Iraq to attack Syria. Now they've been taking Fallujah and attacking everybody. I mean, this is crazy. I wanted to talk about that. I wanted to get into, where's Obama going? Can he be stopped? And I said, but what do you want to talk about first? And he said, I want to talk about, this is just seconds ago before we went live. He goes, I want to talk about my flight down here from Virginia with Karl Rove, who lives in Austin. He's the guy trying to make sure the Republican Party stays blue blood and doesn't become libertarian and save the country, in my view. I don't know what Joseph Farah is going to tell us here, but he said it was wild. Mr. Farah, good to have you here with us.
Great to be with you, Alex. Now, wait a minute. You're misquoting me. I didn't say I want to interject a little entertainment into the program. I mean,
how did I misquote? You said it was.
I just say I want to talk about this. I'll be happy to talk about it.
No. I mean, to be specific, though, I said, what do you want to get into first? You said, well, I can talk about Carl Rove.
Right. Yeah.
And so I take.
My trip starts at Dulles Airport, and, I'm flying to Texas, and, I'm sitting there waiting for my flight, and I see Carl Rove is walking around, obviously going to be on my flight. He's looking at me. He's checking me out every once in a while, like, there's some recognition there, but I'm not sure. He probably figures, I know this guy, but I'm not sure who he is. Anyway, we start boarding. He goes in before me, and we're both in first class. It's a small plane. You know how it is, and there's not much of a first class. But I'm in 1A. He's in 1B. And I go, wow, this is going to be a long flight.
That's a three-hour flight.
So, shortly after we take off, there's a little bit of chit-chat, as there normally is between passengers on an airplane sitting next to each other. And he comments on the fact that I ordered ginger ale, and then after I ordered ginger ale, everybody ordered ginger ale on the whole plane. And he said, wow, you really started a trend. And so that is the icebreaker. And so I start asking him, and you probably saw the story in WorldNet Daily today on Drudge today. I asked him what was it about what was in the news at the top of Drudge yesterday, and I think it's still there today, is this story out of the Spokesman Review out of Spokane, Washington. And it's a congresswoman, and bear with me, I don't have any notes in front of me. I cannot remember her name. It's like Rogers Brown, but she's a member of Republican leadership. You know who I'm talking about?
Yes.
Eastern Washington. And Drudge has this headline, you know, linked to this Spokane newspaper. By the way, nobody could get to the link because Drudge is linked to it, and he probably melted down the servers in Spokane. I had read it just before getting on the plane, and so it was still fresh in my mind. So I asked Rove, what is the deal with this congresswoman, this member of the Republican House leadership, who is saying Obamacare is here to stay? That's what she said. And he had not read the article yet, so I sort of summarized it for him and got him to comment on it. And Rove's response was, you know, I said, do you think this is going to help the Republican cause? That you've got a member of the House Republican leadership who's saying Obamacare's here to stay. We're going to be tweaking it a little bit here and there, but Obamacare is here to stay. And so Carl Rove said, no, I don't think that's going to help us. That's a very bad idea. And we turned that into a story. But mostly the flight was sort of innocuous. I never formally introduced myself, Alex. I think he probably knew who I was because he was a little bit reticent to say, you know, too much. But that was it. What are the odds you get on a plane? Well, you probably make that flight more than I do.
I think your story illustrates, as a microcosm, all the problems in this country. The Affordable Care scam is unpopular with Democrats in the polls.
Mm-hmm.
It's unpopular with libertarians, conservatives. Some numbers are as high as 80%, but it's definitely unpopular as people learn how bad it is. It's a total screw job,
mm-hmm.
And the same special interests that wrote it have their hand in the sock puppet Democrats and the Republicans, and so they plan to keep it in place.
I've always believed that Republicans, even with control of one house, that they had the power to kill Obamacare. And I wrote about it and came to the conclusion, quite honestly, that they either just didn't have the guts to take the steps necessary, or they didn't want to get rid of it. And now, on the verge of them taking the majority in both the House and Senate, the fact that you have members of the leadership telling you it ain't going away. Now, think about this, Alex. I mean, this suggests, in one respect, they don't even want to win because they have to be able to look at the polls and understand that this is critical to their victory in November.
They could sweep and have the biggest landslide in modern history. doesn't take a rocket scientist to know that. It's a giant victory. Run on repealing it.
Right.
But they're saying, no, Boehner's saying, we'll tweak it and fix some stuff.
Right.
Because the truth is, they want big government, too. They want their hands in 1/7 of the U.S. economy.
I'm afraid you're absolutely right. Now, think about this. There are some things that probably would be okay to keep. But is it easier to take this monstrosity that Obamacare represents? How many pages is it? It's thousands of pages long.
13,000 pages of writers, yeah.
And to put that in place and start dissecting it, or is it easier to kill the whole thing and then put some pieces back that you think are appropriate? It makes no sense.
Oh, I agree. I mean, if you were cooking dinner and a rat climbed up on the table and swam around in the punch bowl, you just throw the whole punch bowl out. But instead, Obamacare is like a punch bowl with 55 dead rats in it.
Right.
Rotten, floating rats. And they're saying, let's just ladle them out and then and then put it through a filter. Joseph Farah, are you going to, what would you do? Throw out the punch or just take the dead rats out?
I would not only throw that punch out, but there's a whole lot of other punch I'd like to throw out. And we could have done that if the Republicans were true to what they claim to be all about, limited government.
So how do we stop them? We replace them with constitutional libertarian patriots, which is what they know we're trying to do. That's why both parties have circled the wagons, spending money to kill the Tea Party, which Karl Rove does. He has his fake Tea Party.
The architect.
Yeah.
And I got to sit next to the architect for 3 hours, and I wish I had thought, you know, if I knew ahead of time, I'd have been able to come up with a whole bunch.
Was he cackling and snorting the whole time?
No. In fact, he slept for a good hour. So did I. So.
And you didn't strangle him.
No.
I'm joking.
I was on my best behavior.
Oh, my gosh. Joseph.
I'm not a violent man.
No, I'm joking. Now they're going to say Alex Jones wants to strangle Karl Rove. It's a joke.
Well, remember, it was Karl Rove who said he wanted to murder Todd Akin. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Well, and it was also Rahm Emanuel who would sit there talking about Republicans and Democrats at cabinet meetings screaming, die, die, die. Remember stabbing the table?
Uh-huh.
So I'm joking. I don't want anything to happen to Karl Rove.
I just thought I'd like to cheer you up today. You know, I saw your previous segment. You were so serious. And I think you got to lighten up a little bit.
You know, Joseph Farah, the head of WorldNet Daily, WND.com, is here with us in the studio. He's absolutely right. I am too serious. I'm freaked out.
You're too wound up. Can't get anything done if you're too wound up.
You're right. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. You know what? I like Obama, man.
No.
No, I mean, I agree with MSNBC. My kids belong to the government.
By the way, I have to tell you, walking into your studios here, MSNBC's got nothing on you.
Oh, come on.
I've been in there many times.
Well, we're about to launch the new studio.
Uh-huh.
Should have been done 6 months ago. I've just been so busy.
This is so cool. Do people know what you got here? This is amazing.
No, it's like a little hidden command base. Don't say the name on the building, but as you notice, it's not very clandestine.
You same thing where we are, you know.
Oh, yeah. So, you got a nice place.
Yeah.
Your place is really nice.
Well, thank you.
Better
interior. Yours is higher tech, though. Yours is really cool. I mean, I love the you've got equipment and all kinds. Very impressive and a great staff.
Well, they are good guys and gals, and we're expanding the staff. You know, if people don't want to hear the gibbering redneck 3 hours a day, we've got all these great reporters now.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got David Knight, who fills in on the show, does a great job. And so we're trying to expand it out, so we've got some calm people here as well.
Right.
And then they just kind of wheel me out.
You're like the guy, what was that movie, Network?
Howard Beale.
Yeah, Howard Beale, yeah.
The mad prophet of the airways.
But that's, you really, I was, you know, watching you just in the last segment in the studio, I thought, wow, I'm getting scared here. You know, Alex is scaring me.
I'm scared.
Yeah.
I mean, not scared like I'm in a fetal position. I'm really sick of the tyranny growing. I mean, we've gotten comfortable, Joseph, like we said last week, with them persecuting us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they really are persecuting people. And you said it a year ago, and I was like, oh, yeah, or 2 years ago on my show. You were right, man. Obama's going wild.
You know, if I had thought of this, I would have told you to look up a YouTube video. I just, you know, I've hardly been on the computer at all because of, you know, traveling and all the obligations I have here. But this morning, I saw a brand new YouTube posted, but it's from 1997. And it's Ron Paul, you may have seen this, talking about the BLM and what a threat it poses to property rights in the West.
Well, we should play that tonight. It'll be Ron Paul and the BLM, no.
And guess who he quotes?
Who? Joseph Farah.
He quotes an article that I wrote in the Houston Chronicle. This is going back to 1997. The thing is, Alex, this stuff's been going on for a long time, and I've been witnessing it, and maybe my immune system is built up.
No, I agree. That's our blind spot, is that we've lived under the shadow of this dragon so long, we may not notice it's getting ready to sit on us.
Mm-hmm.
Joseph Farah is our guest. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terragenics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terragenics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terragenics.com. TerraGanix.com.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with the glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. For a limited time, use the promo code WATER15 and get 15% off on all ProPure systems at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. Criminals know that your wooden door frames are weak and your alarm system can't keep them out. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and alarm systems can't prevent forced entry. Harden your door and door jam with a Door Sentinel. Protect your home now at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com for a special limited time offer. The Door Sentinel, your home's first line of defense.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered Mother's Day flowers yet, visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. Her flowers are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Joseph Farah is our guest. Again, Joseph, I could throw out a lot of questions here, and I want to get into Ukraine. I want to get more into media matters with you. I want to talk about the new book you guys put out. It's got to have the best cover I've ever seen. Police State USA. We're going to talk about that. But, you know, you've got a publishing empire, radio operations, TV news, one of the biggest news sites in the world. And as you just said, we found that Ron Paul video. We're going to post it on Infowars.com of him sourcing an article he wrote in the Houston Chronicle back in 97 about the BLM. There are the reverberations of the good you've done and others have done. There's also the reverberations of the bad. But why do you think they're launching such an unprecedented persecution of conservatives and libertarians right now? Because, like you said here a couple years ago, you said, when Obama gets reelected, he's going to try to kill us or arrest us. And off air, I said, are you serious? You said, listen, I've been doing this 40 years. I used to be a communist when I was a teenager in college. They mean business. Guaranteed. I mean it. Expand on that now.
They don't have a sense of humor like we do, Alex. Okay. They don't necessarily enjoy life the way we do. No, it's absolutely right. When I watched Bill Clinton, be careful what I say here now, get away with murder. Okay? Get away with murder, quite literally, including using the IRS to go after his political enemies. Everything that you see Obama doing now, Clinton started it and got away with it. There were no repercussions. There was no, consequences. And so thus, I knew that when Obama had the chance, he was going to do it, and he was going to do it bigger and better than Clinton did. And that's exactly what's been happening. And, you were citing earlier the communication stream of conspiracy going after the end. Who are their enemies? Their enemies are law-abiding Americans.
It's our names.
Yeah, who disagree with
them. And they say in memos, we're going to target them, and then they come do it.
Yeah.
It's a criminal conspiracy.
Right. Now, why do they do it? Why are they doing it now? Why is it on steroids now? Well, because they get away with it. I mean, how many congressional investigations can you have going on at one time? Benghazi and IRS and, go down the list of all the Obama scandals and criminal activity. There are no consequences for any of it. It never comes to resolution. They stonewall. And then you have to ask yourself, how serious is the other party about actually bringing justice for anybody? And I don't know the answer to that. But I do know that we don't have a choice. We've got to put them to the test by throwing these rascals out. Because it is like I said, look, I did not enjoy 8 years of the Bush administration, as you said earlier. I saw, chaos and corrupt practices and crazy stuff, push the New World Order, the whole nine.
And the bureaucracy power grabbing.
Right. The one thing they didn't do is they didn't come and, take my children away. They didn't try to put us in.
MSNBC runs promos saying we're coming for your kids.
Exactly.
I mean, they are like body snatching aliens or something.
Yeah. So I said to you, and it was hard for me to say it, as you know, as the guy who wrote, don't vote for, I mean, I was the guy.
You wrote none of the above, right?
Never vote for somebody who is not truly supporting the Constitution. A minimal requirement. Well, I knew Mitt Romney wasn't a constitutionalist, but I thought it's an act of self-defense. And at times like this, you can see what's going on around us. We do need to act in our own self-interest sometimes. Otherwise, there won't be the voices of.
No, I agree. I've always been such a purist politically, which is easy to do. But then you're on the enemy's list because you're promoting freedom and a Bill of Rights.
Right.
And they're talking about how they want to arrest all their enemies. I mean, how do we act in self-defense then? What do we do, those of us that want to just preserve basic freedom?
Well, the most important thing we can do, and I've said this before on your show, that is that we support one another. And I don't mean I have to agree with everything Alex Jones says or he has to agree with everything I say.
But we don't backbite. We keep the ammo going downstream with the enemy.
And when you get in trouble, I got your back. That's the way we have to be, because we actually believe in freedom. We actually believe in the First Amendment. We actually believe in liberty. And that you have to fight for those things. And if you get in trouble, even for saying something I might disagree with, I have to be there for you. And this is a very important concept. I got to tell you, most people in our movement, in our profession, they do not practice this, Alex. They don't. You know it. I don't have to tell you. We're all lone rangers.
Have you ever gone crab fishing and you're dragging them up and you get like 20 crabs in a bucket and one will try to climb out and they go over and grab him?
Uh-huh.
But it's only when the crab tries to get out that they try to stop him.
Uh-huh.
And then we're trying to get out of the crab bucket And then Glenn Beck reaches over and grabs you by the leg. And it's like, hey, man, why are you doing that? And I look down at his little...
We weren't going to name names, were we?
No. Okay. Oh, no. I want to come back and get into the whole waterfront, take phone calls. But how do we defeat the New World Order? Straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential 4-foot situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking hands down on pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
You watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Attention men suffering from ED. My name is Matt Cook, and I hated the humiliation and embarrassment of ED. I couldn't stand disappointing my wife anymore. Then I discovered this strange exercise that makes ED go away. I made you this new video at quickedfix.com showing you how easy it is to fix ED better than pills. Now my wife and I are like newlyweds again thanks to this strange exercise that fixed my ED better than pills, and it works for almost all men who try it.
My half of our love life is better than anything I've ever experienced before.
Things are so much better now. Everything kind of came back overnight. My girlfriend is very happy.
I have used your system for about 3 weeks, and I'm already seeing great results.
But warning, the drug companies dread my strange exercise because it fixes ED better than pills. They hate the lost profits from men dumping their pills. They want me to take the video down. So watch now at quickedfix.com. Discover the strange exercise that fixes ED better than pills. That's quickedfix.com. Quickedfix.com. Quickedfix.com.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
That's Halloween music. John Carpenter's Halloween bringing us in. You know who Joseph Farrell looks like? It just clicked.
Tom Selleck.
Lee Van Cleef. Angel eyes. Look at those little angel eyes.
They're green, but...
Remember? Remember that's what Tuco called him?
Uh-huh.
In The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly? Remember that? But you're good. I'm just saying you look a little bit like Lee Van Cleef. Oh, look at those little angel eyes. All right, getting serious here, ladies and gentlemen. So much is going on. Tell me about this new book. You guys, how many books do you publish a year?
We do about 12 to 15 books a year. You know, we keep it under control that way. Otherwise, we don't have enough marketing bandwidth to make them successful. Now, this one, I thought of you. I had to bring it in because this is really inspired by what you talk about so much on the air. And Police State USA, this kind of tells it it's very up to the moment right now and all the technology that's being used, surveillance technology, drones, the whole nine yards. And as you say, you know, we're not heading toward a police state. We're there. And that's what this book is all about. Written by Cheryl Chumley, who works for the Washington Times, great reporter, and she did a great job with it. And, you know, so it's not out yet officially. Don't try to buy this today at Amazon.
Well, that's good because we sell a lot of your books at InfoWarsStore.com because they're all so good. And
this one you'll love.
I want to read it and I want to carry it. So I want to tell Weldon I want to have this book and I want to. Who is doing your covers, man? That has got to be one of the best covers I've ever seen.
That is a very dear friend of mine, my son-in-law, who is our creative director at WND.
He's world class.
I think so, but I'm a little bit biased.
No, I mean, I look at book covers. If I was in a bookstore.
He's amazing. I think our covers stand out, you know, at any trade show you go to or anything else.
Well, you've had a lot of New York Times bestsellers.
The highest percentage of any publisher in the world, yeah. 10% of our books become New York Times bestsellers. That's like off the charts, okay? If you're publishing, like Regnery has a very good...
You've also ghostwritten a lot of number ones.
Yeah, but we don't want to talk about that.
That's right. Here. No, I'm lying. It's not true. It's a conspiracy theory.
You're dangerous.
No.
You're not only dangerous to the establishment.
No, you didn't tell... I've known that for years, but you didn't tell me shut up.
Okay.
Actually, Joseph Farah never wrote anything in his life. Right?
I collaborated on...
That's right.
Projects.
That's right.
Big projects.
Yeah.
Projects.
Well, you know why? Because you love freedom, and freedom's popular. I mean, how could I, from Access Television... reach 15 million people a week one way or another, and fund a $10 million a year operation, literally self-taught. It's not that I'm even that good. It's that people are hungry for the truth.
Yes, and you bring a passion to these subjects that nobody else does. I can't do it, Alex.
I think that's what people need, though, is we're in deep crap.
Yes, you deliver a wake-up call better than anybody else. There's no question about it. You're a very gifted communicator, and that, you know, hey, cream rises to the top.
Oh, well, you're nice to say that. I mean, I just don't want these people to beat us.
I remember, by the way, you know, I used to do radio for a few years, daily, 3 hours.
Oh, I remember, yeah.
You remember when I retired? The affiliates were asking me, like, who are we gonna get to fill your spot? I go, hey, I don't know. I'm out of here. You worry about that. You know who filled most of those?
I remember I got some of those affiliates. Thank you.
and I never really heard of you at that point because they were telling me Alex Jones. I go, Alex Jones. I know that guy. But it shows that we were somewhat compatible even back then.
Yeah, WorldNet Daily and Drudge is where I went. 10 times a day and still do, mm-hmm. You know, every day. And it's good to know you guys are out there because we don't want to be picked off here.
And plus, we need the echo chamber, okay? It's so important. I mean, you break a story. If Drudge isn't there to amplify the story, it can die right on the vine, right? But that echo chamber is so important. We don't get the echo chamber from ABC, CNN, and the rest of them. We have to be our own echo chamber. This is something I've tried to tell, you know, our friends out there in the media, and it's a hard thing.
Well, it's hard. Listeners need to know you are the amplifiers because, you know, even if Drudge or WorldNet Daily doesn't link to one of our stories, if you promote it, it ends up then usually the enemy attacks it, and then that echo chambers.
That's a good echo chamber.
Because they're so discredited. I remember when Rand Paul had just finally won the Senate, and Politico called me. And they said, you know, why can't he be defeated? Everything was thrown at him, and the underdog won. And I said, it's because you attacked him. I said, if you want to destroy him, endorse him.
That's right.
And what they don't understand is they're so discredited that when they have Nightline attack me or something, it only helps.
That's right. I think that good evidence of this is what the New York Times did to Clive and Bundy. It was so obvious that a lot of people were able to just see through that. It was so predictable that the New York Times is going to go and try to do something to scandalize this, you know, small guy, this guy who lives very modestly. I mean, if most people went there and saw the way he lives, they wouldn't believe it.
It's a caveman.
Yeah, okay. And that's what they did. But you read the story and you say, I've seen this movie before. This is what they're going to do. And it's actually a great compliment to Bundy that the New York Times saw him as such a threat that they had to kill him, you know.
Politically.
Like, yeah, politically.
What would have happened if the owner of the Clippers would have been a Republican?
That's a great question. Every Republican in America would be asked on camera to denounce him. And, of course, we see nothing like that. He's a big-time Democrat, as you know, contributed to Gray Davis, who is the reason, by the way, I moved out of California. Gray Davis is the
president. Oh, he was horrible.
Yeah, and a bunch of others. And so he's got a lifelong Democrat. But what else is interesting about this? The history of the Democratic Party and racism.
Well, listen, every time I've been around a high-level Democrat privately, so that I'll never say anything because it's a private, you know, dinner or something, they start making racist jokes, and I'm like, I've never heard this in my life from my family, and I'm like, what? Did you just say what you just said to me?
I mean, you know.
No, I'm being honest. Have you not found that Democrats, on average, are the ones at the higher political level that are racist?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm trying to imagine, you know, what this guy said. I mean, first of all, the circumstances are so seedy anyway. He's telling his girlfriend, you know, don't bring this guy here. But the thing is, this is the NBA. Everybody's black that's playing, and he's telling him not to bring a black to an NBA game. It's incomprehensible.
I know, because I only heard like a minute of it yesterday and thought, oh, more race stuff, I don't want to hear it. And the people go, no, you better listen to it. I listen to the whole thing. It is like... It's bizarre.
It sounds like it's scripted by a Saturday Night Live, you know, writer or something.
Have you ever heard libertarians or Republicans talk like that?
No. I've heard, you know, when I was a kid, I've heard family members talk like that, and they were all liberals. They were Democrats. So I think you're absolutely, and you go back. What was the Ku Klux Klan?
The Democratic Party.
Yeah,
it was their military militia.
The military arm of the Democratic Party. Why is that association gone for people today? It's not that long ago, you know. And who was fighting against the Voting Rights Act?
The Democrats. Democrats.
Yeah. So, I mean,
it was Eisenhower and the Republicans passing all that and putting the...
What party was Martin Luther King's whole family in? The Republican Party. His dad, himself, his family were all Republicans.
It shows the victory of propaganda, though.
Who were the first people that the Ku Klux Klan went after?
Black people.
Republicans.
Exactly. Who were trying to arm them.
Yeah.
Well, no, the NRA was founded to arm blacks who were newly freed.
Right.
You turn on CNBC or MSNBC, they'll literally go, the NRA is the new Klan.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally the opposite of reality.
Yes. And that's so much... true of almost everything we see.
By the way, since you raised that, I want to play this clip. This is the Milwaukee County Sheriff, who's black, by the way, but I don't see that. I see a good law enforcement person, a good peace officer. He says, you have a duty to protect your family, campaign ad. They played this at the NRA convention this weekend. And then Sheriff David Clark went on to say, I have a better way of clearing up any confusion. Keep your hands off our guns, damn it. Let's play both those clips back to back. Here they are.
I'm Sheriff David Clark, and I want to talk to you about something personal. Your safety. It's no longer a spectator sport. I need you in the game. But are you ready? With officers laid off and furloughed, simply calling 911 and waiting is no longer your best option. You can beg for mercy from a violent criminal, hide under the bed, or you can fight back. But are you prepared? Consider taking a certified safety course in handling a firearm so you can defend yourself until we get there. You have a duty to protect yourself and your family. We're partners now. Can I count on you?
This safety message brought to you by the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office.
I have a better way of clearing up any confusion that activist judges have about the meaning of the Second Amendment. I would add these seven words at the end of the clause. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Keep your hands off our guns, damn it.
Now, see, I don't look at that as a black guy. Mm-hmm. I look at that as somebody who's a real American, loves freedom, who I admire and like. And I can't imagine being like this team owner hanging out with somebody and then talking bad about them behind their back. But, I mean, my whole point is that's the kind of leadership we need. We need a bunch of libertarian folks that are, quote, minorities to run to take this country back from the Democratic Party.
Totally with you. I mean, I believe in what Martin Luther King sought for, which was this colorblind society, you know. And, you know, we look at people, we don't look at the color of the skin, we look at their character. What
I'll go hear music. I don't care if the guy's got blue skin.
Uh-huh.
If I like their music, I could care less.
Blue skin, I have a problem.
No, but the boy might be dead. You know what I mean? Rainbow color. No, I mean exactly. It's what somebody produces. If somebody was Chinese and wrote great science fiction books, I'd read it. I'm not even going to care that their name's Chinese. I don't get it. That's what you're saying.
Exactly. And it's odd, but I've know lots of conservative people and Republicans, and except unless you get into sort of the Republican establishment, country club Republicans, you just don't find racism there. And, you know, maybe it's because of the party of Lincoln, and it's a party that was literally founded fighting for the rights of black people when they were slaves and thereafter. That's what the Republican Party is all about.
Well, I mean, look at Byrd, the Grand Dragon, and the big liberal. All the Democrats knew was racial politics,
mm-hmm.
and they were losing it because of demographics.
Right.
So they just flipped it, and
yeah, let's use these guys. And it was you know, if it was planned out, it was a master stroke.
Well, we have the LBJ letters. It was, and Margaret Sanger before him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and LBJ is a great example because he was the guy straddling those two worlds there. You know.
How do you counter something that diabolical, that evil?
I'll tell you, I'm always afraid you're going to ask me for a solution. And, you know, the world I live in is I hate to tell you this. I mean, I'm actually a journalist. I've always been a journalist, and I always felt like my job was telling people the facts.
And then they could decide.
Yeah. But, you know, I've done this a few times. I've written a few books where I've attempted to give people solutions. And honestly, Alex, things are so tough right now with all the things you've been talking about today and every day on the air. I mean, we are entering a dangerous new phase for this country from which there may be no return. And I have to tell you that there are lots of things we could do. There are lots of things we should do. There are lots of things we have to do. And we could talk for hours about that. But there's one thing we better do that's a component of all of it in terms of if we really want to solve it, and that is to embrace the Creator God of this universe, to repent of our sins individually and get right with God. Because without that, that's the only power.
I agree. No, you're right.
If we don't have God on our side, to make it simple, we're going to lose. And I think that's the missing dynamic that so many conservatives don't ever, you know, Republican, whatever, people who, liberty fighters, if we don't keep our eye on that ball and we don't come to God pure, you know, sanctified in the blood of Jesus Christ, then we're not going to be able to make the progress that we hope to make in the years ahead.
No, you're right. We have become a decadent, wicked country,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to be judged.
Right.
I mean,
this is judgment. What we're experiencing now is judgment.
The beginning.
For us, for our own sins. I'm not pure. I'm not sitting here telling you I'm holier than thou. Alex, I'm not doing that. I'm saying join me in repenting of sin.
No, I can feel it. You're moving my heart.
Yeah.
In fact, I was thinking this morning, people tell me how great I am, and I don't really, people would know my life, they think that's a pretty moral, nice guy, but
mm-hmm.
I feel evil. I feel like I'm not doing enough. I feel like I should repent.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's that overall spirit of knowing as a nation, we need to really get ourselves straight.
And another thing is that I think a lot, the church today out there is so corrupt. The theology that is spread is ridiculous. I mean, repentance is not a one-time thing. You don't say, you know, I accept Jesus Christ into my heart, and that changes you and forever. Repentance is a constant thing that you need to do throughout life. Look at King David, for instance, all the things this guy did wrong, right? Why was he still a man after God's own heart? Because he always repented. Heinous crimes, killing people, all kinds of things that he did.
He was also in crises. That's
right. But that's the model for us, is that it's not a one-time act. Literally, every day we've got to, bare our soul.
What's the verse in the Bible that if my people will...
2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name... That he's only talking to believers here. See, I used to look at this verse and say, Alex, how are we going to get everybody in America or elsewhere to do this. That's not what it's about. It's only for believers. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves, that's a key, and humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, four things that we have to do. What does he say he'll do? He'll hear our prayers. In other words, if we don't do those things, he doesn't hear our prayers. Forgive our sins and heal our land. Wow, that's a great prescription that God gave us. And I believe it's for us today. You know, some people say that was...
And our land is sick. It needs to be healed. And when I say I feel evil, to quantify that, I feel humble and dirty. I feel like my best works are dirty rags, quote the Bible again.
Right.
You know, in the presence of God's Spirit, you know, I realize how broken I am. Then I see other people just running rampant in evil and using lies to manipulate and dumbing people down. I mean, that is just so evil.
Right. And that's precisely it. I mean, you know, like I said, if we did every single thing that we put down on our list, if you and I and a bunch of other people who think like us got together, we made a list of all the things we have to do to overcome the evil we see before us, it won't work unless we include that one spiritual dynamic as well. Guaranteed.
No, you're right. That's what it comes down to. And the judgment's only beginning.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have a real feeling of dread in my spirit about what's coming.
I agree with you.
We'll be right back. We'll take a few segments. We'll be with us till 5 after. Take a few phone calls, folks. Joseph Farah is in studio.
You know about Emergency Essentials' lowest price promise, but have you heard about the one-day deals? You can save up to 70%. One-day deal emails go out every Thursday, so sign up at BePrepared.com. Or all month long, save 47% on ASAP Silver Solution, 36% on the Mountain House Gourmet Entrees Combo, or 57% on freeze-dried shrimp. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with the glyphosate at least once a week.
A few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it's in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. For a limited time, use the promo code WATER15 and get 15% off on all ProPure systems at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Folks, we're going to do a little bit of overdrive with Joseph Farah, then he's going to be on an airplane back to Virginia. We're going to go to some of your phone calls. Jeffrey and Lance and Felicia and Dan, Carl, get as many as we can here today. Appreciate you holding over from the last hour. This hour was brought to you by MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. We find a lot of their specials. It's great, high-quality, affordable foods, other preparedness items. It's a non-GMO, organic, and they have great customer service. Give them a call at 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. And don't forget InfoWarsStore.com that supports our entire media operation and our other sponsors. Thank you all for your support and support other real media. We're not the alternative now. We are the new media. And I didn't even get into that, how they want to censor the Internet, all of it. But, Joseph Farah, I was bringing up to you during the break, as Iraq violence grows, U.S. sends more intelligence officers, Reuters. They admittedly, under Obama, put a bunch of al-Qaeda in western Iraq to attack Syria. It's those same people that have now, with heavy weapons, come into Fallujah and other areas. And they think we're so dumb that they're doing this out in the open. I've never seen them, anybody do something this bold. And, of course, it ties into Benghazi. Why do you think this is happening? How, is this because they think we're so stupid?
Well, yes. I mean, al-Qaeda is actually serving the interests of this establishment right now, this political establishment, whoever it is that runs this country. To a certain extent, you know, it's partially true that we helped create al-Qaeda. I mean, that's no big secret. We've talked about that, I'm sure. And then the other thing is this. Ultimately, the people in charge, this establishment, is not nearly as threatened by al-Qaeda as they are by Alex Jones. You are the enemy. Al-Qaeda is not the enemy.
Well, the White House memo show that.
Al-Qaeda might be an inconvenience sometimes. It might be a pain in the neck. But they're not the enemy, and they never were. And that's the thing we have to understand.
They'll use them because they're so vicious and evil.
Right.
I mean, seeing the atrocities they commit and the blowing up churches and eating hearts, it sounds like something out of a comic book. I mean, right. It doesn't sound real.
These are truly evil people. Don't get me wrong. What I'm saying is that the power structure in our country.
No, I know. It's so amoral. They're using them. Yes. And then they can take our liberties because of the threat.
Right.
See, I never said al-Qaeda wasn't real and wasn't attacking people. I'm saying they're using it and letting them do what they do to enslave us.
Mm-hmm. Right. So when you go to the airport, you got to go through all this song and dance. And that's just conditioning. You remember, by the way, I was thinking about this just recently, how you were a point, you know, straight on point on this issue when they started putting these new machines in, these intrusive scanners and so forth. And it was news, and you managed to break it through, become a news story for.
Well, Drudge did. We hammered it. Drudge did it. It became the number one story for about 6 months off and on.
And then what's happening today? Everybody's accepted it. Everybody's marching through like good robots, and you never hear any complaints about it anymore.
I was talking to a guy the other day that I've known from college, and he goes, yeah, I hear your show sometimes, but not often. He goes, I hate those scanners like a prisoner, and they still pat you down. I go, listen, you can opt out. And he goes, no, you can't.
Right.
And he didn't believe me, and I was like,
very few people making an issue of it anymore when I go to the airport. And, you know, I just think that was the purpose. This is programming for people.
And for a while, they quit groping the kids. Now that's back.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I don't like flying with my kids, letting some weird guy grab on my...
They want to grope the kids at school, so they might as well start at the airport.
No, it's pure conditioning, yeah. It's pure conditioning. We're going to go to break and take a couple calls, this little extra dessert segment coming up. But in 1 minute, other key points for folks.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Key points. Listen to Alex Jones.
Oh, stop it.
Support Alex Jones. Go to that store. Whatever he asks you to do, do it.
Well, the bigger thing is they do need to... People don't wake up by osmosis. They need to get the books, the films, the stuff at WorldNet Daily, and really promote what we're doing. Because, folks, we're in all the White House enemy list.
You know, education is a prerequisite to action and doing the right thing.
Yeah, wake one person up a month, folks.
Yeah.
People are ready to hear the truth now.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next levels take action. Back in 70 seconds with Joseph Farah of WND.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and promote homeland security by sticking our hands down on pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed. designed to do.
You watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the info war to the next level.
Waging war on corruption. Alex